With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the federal government has invested heavily in the computer chip company Intel.
The agreement with Intel involves more than $8 billion in funding and $11 billion in loans for computer chip factories around the country.
When the pandemic shut down chips factories overseas, prices of everything went up. First time Americans began to realize just how important they were. Unlike my predecessor, I was determined to turn things around, to invest in America, in all Americans.
The plants would be in Arizona, Ohio, New Mexico, and Oregon.
It will create 20,000 construction jobs.
The announcement comes during the heat of the 2024 presidential campaign. Arizona and Ohio are considered swing states. I'm Ed Donahue.
Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says he'll hold up passage of the minibus spending package that needs to be passed by Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. Bob Agnew reports.
The reasoning behind the threat is not surprising, coming from perhaps the Senate's most outspoken budget hawk. Paul says, quote, "I will hold it up primarily because we're bankrupt, and it's a terrible idea to keep spending money at this rate." Paul says he'll be pushing for a number of amendments and complains the bills, as written, will lead to a $1.5 trillion deficit for the year. Bob Agnew reporting.
Police say a white supremacist Idaho prison gang member and an accomplice remain on the loose after a brazen overnight attack to free the inmate as he was being transported from a Boise hospital. Three corrections officers were shot and wounded during the incident that happened early Wednesday at the ambulance bay at St. Alphonsus Regional Medical Center. Authorities say two officers were shot by the accomplice and one by responding police. The escaped inmate is described by officials as white supremacist gang member Skylar Meade. Police identified the suspected shooter as Nicholas Umfenauer. This is SRN News. Christians around the world are preparing for Holy Week.
It all starts this weekend with Palm Sunday, commemorating Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, and continues on with Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and finally Easter Sunday, March 31st. It's a festive time in a dangerous world. The Israel-Hamas war will depress the number of pilgrims who visit the Holy Land next week, and Russia's invasion is making it harder to celebrate in Ukraine. Still, churches will be filled in this country and around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been 10 years since the shocking kidnapping of hundreds of Christian schoolgirls by Islamic terrorists in Nigeria sparked outrage around the world. The problems in that East African country have not been resolved, however. Earlier this month, Muslim radicals kidnapped more than 600 people in several locations. Christians were the target and have been for nearly 20 years in Nigeria. This is SRN News. Residents in the Philadelphia area are about to see a rare sight.
A battleship floating down the Delaware River. The USS New Jersey is scheduled to move Thursday from its dock in Camden, New Jersey, when it will head to the Philadelphia Navy Yard for extensive maintenance work. The retired battleship will initially head to the Paulsboro Marine Terminal. The maintenance work expected to take about 2 months. The ship's website says it's the most decorated battleship in Navy history. It's been a floating museum since 2011. John Scott reporting.
The owner of a 34-year-old alligator seized by conservation officers near Buffalo is fighting for its return. Tony Cavallaro says the reptile he named Albert is a gentle giant he treated like family and who lived in a custom addition in his house. Officers a week ago sedated and seized the more than 11-foot, 750-pound alligator. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.